Yeah, give me a second though. Stop.
2nd, 2021. I call the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. The board chair reserves the right to change the order of items on the agenda. Upon a vote of a majority of the quorum, the board may go into executive session on any item on the agenda pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A1 to review personal matters, ARS 38-431.03A2 to review confidential records, and ARS 38-43.03A3 to receive confidential legal advice from the board's attorney. Ms. Poe, will you please call roll?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Davis Wilson?
Present.
Dr. Davey?
Present.
Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
Mr. Dinar?
Yep.
Dr. Gill?
Present.
Dr. Malott?
Present.
Ms. Shreve? Mr. Wynn?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We will now move to agenda item number 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action pertaining to Brian Schaefer, including but not limited to the possible summary suspension of his license to practice behavior analysis, referral to formal hearing, or other administrative remedies available to the board. Ms. Michelson, will you please provide the board a summary of this matter?
Yes, Madam Chair. I will provide the board with an overview of this case and investigation, followed by outlining a proposed consent agreement that is before the board for review today. To get started, as the board may recall, at its meeting on October 1st of 2021, the members reviewed Mr. Schaefer's request to return to practice in Arizona under his behavior analyst license. At that time, the board elected to offer Mr. Schaefer an amendment to the November 2020 consent agreement, which would specify that Mr. Schaefer's license would be placed on probation and that he'd be required to work under a practice monitor. After exchanging numerous emails with staff, Mr. Schaefer ultimately signed that amended consent agreement, which went into effect on October 22nd. Approximately 4 days later, on October 26th, I received an email from a mother who reported that there was an arrest warrant issued for Mr. Schaefer by the Colorado Springs Police Department regarding an alleged assault and choking of her 9-year-old son. It was noted that son received ABA services at an agency in Colorado Springs called Rehab for All, where Mr. Schaefer was employed during a 2-week span in August of 2021. Mother subsequently submitted photos of son's injuries, which showed a large scratch across the child's left shoulder and lower neck and abrasions on his neck. On the same date that I received an email from mother, I also received an email from a detective at the Colorado Springs Police Department who indicated that he had recently began investigating a case involving Mr. Schaefer and that he had recently applied for and was granted a felony arrest warrant for Mr. Schaefer regarding his alleged conduct against a child at the facility in Colorado Springs. The detective subsequently informed me that he was coordinating with local authorities in Arizona to have the arrest warrant served and that the incident in question took place on October 26th of 2021. He further indicated that the agency in Colorado Springs had contacted the police on the same date of the incident and that son was taken to the hospital by his mother for an examination. After receiving this information and reviewing the file, I noted the following. Mr. Schaefer's alleged assault of the child occurred on August 26th. Approximately 5 days later, on August 31st, Mr. Schaefer had emailed me regarding his intent to practice in Arizona. On October 1st, Mr. Schaefer appeared before the board to discuss his return to Arizona and subsequently entered into an amended consent agreement with the board. At no time did Mr. Schaefer disclose to the board that he was under criminal investigation in Colorado and had been terminated by the agency, which his termination occurred on the same date of the incident. On October 28th, Mr. Schaefer was arrested in the Phoenix area for the alleged assault of Sun. He was subsequently released 1 day later on October 29th after posting bail. According to an incident report filed by the agency, the following was noted in part. Mr. Schaefer and an RBT were engaged in activities with Sun. At some point, Sun engaged in refusal behavior and Mr. Schaefer was observed to use aggressive tactics with him. Specifically, Mr. Schaefer was observed to lift Sun from the floor under his armpits and into a nearby chair and was observed to grab the son on the arm with push slash pulling motions. When Mr. Schaefer and the RBT transitioned son to a de-escalation room, Mr. Schaefer had his hand on the back of son's neck. Mr. Schaefer subsequently told the RBT to leave the room, leaving him and Sohn alone in the room for approximately 3 to 5 minutes. When Mr. Schaefer opened the door and the RBT went inside, she found Sohn crying. Red marks were observed on Sohn's neck and arms, as well as scratches on Sohn's lower neck and shoulder. Sohn reported that Mr. Schaefer directed the F word to him on multiple occasions and that Mr. Schaefer had his hands around his neck, pinned to the floor with his body on top of him. Sohn further stated, quote, "Brian strangled me," end quote. In my recent communications with the staff of the Behavior Analyst Certification Board, which regulates Mr. Schaefer's BCBA certification, they noted that his certification had been summarily suspended, which I confirmed was reflected on their website registry. On October 30th, I notified Mr. Schaefer of today's meeting by email and mail. While I did not hear back from him directly, board staff was notified yesterday morning by Mr. Flinkery that he would be representing Mr. Schaefer for this case here today. During board staff's discussion with Mr. Carey regarding this matter, he inquired about the possibility of Mr. Schaefer entering into a consent agreement with the board for the interim suspension of license rather than the board issuing an interim order for summary suspension, as doing so would require the board to hold a formal hearing within a certain time period, and it was likely that the criminal matter would not be resolved in that short time frame. A proposed consent agreement for the suspension of license was drafted by Ms. Galvin and sent to Mr. Carey yesterday for his and Mr. Schaefer's consideration. The proposed agreement stated the following. Mr. Schaefer's behavior analyst license is suspended. Because this is an interim consent agreement and not a final decision by the board regarding the pending investigation, it is subject to further consideration by the board. Mr. Schaefer's license will remain suspended for a period of 6 months, at which time the board shall consider the status of his pending criminal charges and review the suspension. The board shall review the suspension at intervals it deems appropriate and determine whether the suspension shall continue, be lifted, be referred to formal hearing, or be resolved in an alternative matter. It also noted that during the pendency of this suspension, Mr. Schaefer's compliance with the amended consent agreement, which was effective on October 22nd, is stayed. I do want to note that we received the signed consent agreement this morning, which is before the board today for consideration, and is one of the options for the board to consider, in addition to the options outlined by Ms. Galvin in her confidential memo. I do want to note that board staff is in support of the signed agreement, and if accepted and approved, it will go into effect today. This does conclude my summary, but please let me know if there are any questions. And I do see that we have Mr. Carey and Mr. Schaefer here.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Michelson? Hearing none, Mr. Carey and Mr.
Schaefer. Is this suspended nationally or just in Arizona?
I'm sorry. The questions are just for board members. Hearing none, I would ask that Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Carey, I apologize, if you could please unmute yourselves and introduce yourselves for the record.
Of course. Thank you, Chair Davis Wilson, members of the board. This is Flynn Carey, counsel for Mr. Schaefer.
Brian Schaefer.
Thank you. Would either of you like to make a statement at this time?
Chair Davis Wilson, I'll speak briefly in support of the interim consent agreement. The reason we proposed this and the reason we executed this is under summary suspension space, which is one of the tools the board has, it triggers a 60-day formal hearing. And unfortunately, under Arizona law, the way Arizona law is written, an individual has an absolute right to assert their Fifth Amendment even when they're innocent. And that there's case law that specifically talks about the fact that that can come into conflict with administrative procedures. And in these situations where there's been a summary issue or an emergency issue, this is a solution that allows everyone to essentially put the case on hold. It takes the practitioner out of the field while the criminal case is pending. And what it does is it gives guarantees to Mr. Schaefer. If he is acquitted in relation to these criminal charges, then the board can look at that and make some decisions upon that. If he's either found guilty or makes a plea offer, then the board can look at that. But what it avoids is the board going in one direction, the criminal case going in another, and the whipsaw effect of Mr. Schaefer having to make a choice between his administrative due process rights and his criminal rights. So this is a solution that really allows everyone to step back and allows the process to move forward. I think what it ultimately does is it arms the board with more information. And so I'm not a fan of the summary suspension process because of how quickly it drives everything. And it's sometimes we're all making decisions without the benefit of information. And so this is why this was proposed. We think it strikes a balance between the public safety elements that the board typically articulates, but also protects some due process rights. So we would ask that the board accept the ICA. And then my suggestion is we adhere to the ICA and set this for 6 months, take a look at where we are. Certainly, if there's developments in the case that are important for Ms. Michelson to be aware of, we'll notify her. We typically do notify the board very quickly when there's developments. But I think this is a way to really put things on hold so we can get to the bottom of it. And so we're very much in support of it. It's why we broached the topic with board staff and why we are with this agreement in front of the board. So again, I appreciate the time and the board coming together as quickly to speak with us.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Schaefer or his legal representation? I have one. My question is, Mr. Schaefer, are you currently working? Have you notified your employer of your suspension of your certification?
And Ms. Dr. Davis Wilson, just because of the pending nature of the case on advice of counsel, I believe he's going to assert his right to remain silent on all matters. And under case law, both at the U.S. Supreme Court and Arizona, the board is not supposed to hold that against Mr. Schaefer. We're so early in this case, I can't advise him to make any statements about any matters related to the case. What I will say is he understands per the ICA and per the suspension by BACB that he cannot represent himself as a BA in any capacity right now.
Thank you. Any additional questions?
This is a question not so much for Mr. Carey, but maybe Ms. Galvin, and it's not legal advice. Can the board inform potential employers of our recent decision?
If the board accepts this interim consent agreement, that action will be posted on the board's website to alert any potential employers about the status of his license.
Okay. And just to clarify, it's in the record, but Mr. Schaefer had indicated that he had started employment just as the consent agreement was being executed. So I don't know if Mr. Carey wants to address that, but he did indicate that he was employed.
And what I can, if I may, Chair Davis Wilson, respond to Ms. Michelson for the board's knowledge.
Yes, please.
What typically, without giving revealing anything related to the attorney-client privilege, anytime a client enters an ICA and there are practice restrictions or prohibitions, a client is advised about that and given guidance as to how to address that with an employer and to also ensure that they are not engaged in unlicensed practice. So that's all I can say. It's my typical practice, and I don't see a situation how that would be any different if the board were to accept this ICA.
Madam Chair.
Dr. Davey.
So, Mr. Carey, then I will ask you, does your client fully understand that he cannot practice as a, if we agree to this order, cannot practice as a behavior analyst in the state of Arizona?
Dr. Davey, he is aware of that, and that is drafted very specifically within the document.
I just wanted to hear you say it. Thank you.
Of course.
Ms. Shreve?
Yeah, Ms. Galvin, I don't think this is legal advice, but I just want to confirm you are part of this in drafting the language and you feel comfortable with it.
I do. I did draft the interim consent agreement. It was reviewed by staff and obviously by Mr. Carey. I also agree with the remarks and the comments and the brief summarization that Mr. Carey gave with respect to the state of both federal and state law with respect to the Fifth Amendment.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have a question too, and I saw Dr. Caterina's hand up.
Yeah, Dr. Caterina?
Is there anything in there that prevents Mr. Schaefer from practicing as an assistant to BCBA or in working with children in general?
The board only has jurisdiction over his license.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Malott.
So, Ms. Galvin, if the board moves forward with accepting the interim suspension order, we do not move into any kind of questioning phase. I noticed there's a lot of people in the audience and who've shown up today. So is that true?
We do not enter into what phase?
Like, you know how people in the past, when we are listening to a complaint, people can testify if they want to speak.
No, there is no call to the public on this agenda, and the matter before the board relates to either the summary suspension or acceptance of the interim consent agreement. Either one, the board's investigation is exists where it is at today, and we can move forward with one of those two options. Mr. Carey spoke in favor of the interim consent agreement. Staff has expressed its support of the agreement, and I agree with Mr. Carey that it entering into the interim consent agreement gives both sides an opportunity to conduct additional investigation, let the criminal matter kind of proceed, and it protects the public in that his license is suspended, it will be reported, and we will come back in 6 months and everybody will check in. The suspension will remain in place until further order of the board. But in 6 months, both Mr. Carey and board staff should have more information.
Okay. Thank you.
We also have a representation by Mr. Carey that if anything develops that would be pertinent to the board's consideration of this matter, he's going to notify staff.
And Dr. Malott, if I may, essentially, we're not removing any ability for the board members to ask questions or to inquire. Summary suspensions front load the action and then put the due process at the back. We're flipping it to make sure that due process is protected, but we're adding some additional protections that are consistent with the board's public safekeeping function. It's just a way to make sure that the process progresses and invocation of someone's right to be free from making statements about a criminal case is protected. So my perception is no one in this process is foregoing anything. We're just reconfiguring the order of operations to make sure that we're not dropping any of the due process steps. And this in my opinion, is a little cleaner because unfortunately with summary suspensions, it puts me in a position where it forces this to a hearing and then I have to go to the administrative law judge and pump the brakes there, creates a lot of additional litigation. So this is sort of a more elegant solution so that we honor the due process, but at the same time, we're making sure that the public safekeeping part of a summary suspension still remains.
Thank you, Mr. Carey, for explaining that.
And the summary suspension would be available to the board, and that is a route that they could take. Here, you do have a respondent represented by an attorney who is willing to enter into this interim consent agreement. If we didn't have that, the summary suspension is what is available to the board.
Okay.
Any additional questions?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to go into executive session for the purpose of receiving legal advice.
We have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of receiving legal advice. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Aye.
All right. We have everybody back now. Does anybody have any further questions? Ms. Shreve?
I don't have a question. I was going to make a motion. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was going to make a motion that we accept the interim consent agreement.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I would like to just make one note and observation. While I understand the responses, the questions have been asked and answered, and I understand the responses that Mr. Schaefer has been advised not to practice behavior analysis at this time. I do want to note that I still am concerned on that notion, in that we have previously had correspondence in which Mr. Schaefer has not disclosed to employers his status. And so it is concerning to me that while there is suspension of the national certification, and now we're going to have suspension of the state licensure, that it would still require an employer to search for that information in order to become or in order to determine he's not eligible to practice. And so I'm hopeful that the seriousness of these allegations, the advice that Mr. Carey has provided him, is enough to encourage him not to head down that path. But I will note that I am still concerned that the thought of practicing and or actions towards practicing may still occur, and that is concerning for me. So I just wanted to make that note. Any further discussion?
Yes, I share that concern, particularly because there are several states that don't require behavior analyst license. So, yes, I don't know, but I don't know if there's any way we can do about it.
So. Well, I think, thank you, Dr. Catarino. I think he's been advised. Hopefully this is, again, further advisement that it is probably a poor choice. But like I said, it is a concern. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we will move forward with a roll call vote. Ms. Pacnon, I'm not sure. Ms. Poe, will you please do the roll call vote?
Dr. Davis Wilson?
Yes.
Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Dr. Meyer?
Yes.
Dr. Catarino?
Yes.
Dr. Gill?
Yes.
Dr. Malott?
Yes.
Ms. Shreve?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Motion. Vote is unanimous. Motion carries.
Thank you. We will now move to, I lost my agenda, the next agenda item, which I believe is adjournment. I apologize.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion for adjournment and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Carey and Mr. Schaefer, for joining us today. We appreciate your time.